Let me ask that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby, this Coco Coco, and I'm young. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight for another opportunity that we can come together and receive in the name of Jesus. I pray all is well with everyone here on tonight. We welcome you to Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. As we continue on in our lesson of study, the power of forgiveness and being free. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to continue on in our study on tonight. Let us pray as we enter in. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Oh, gracious God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we come surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing that we may be able to receive on tonight right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do, even right now in this lesson of study of being able to forgive, amen, being able to let go and be free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing the power and authority that we possess, oh God, because you have given us the power and the authority. If we decree a thing, it shall be established. So we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, your word says, if anyone lacks wisdom, Lord, that all we have to do is ask. So we come asking on tonight, oh God, for your wisdom and your godly counsel, Father. And we just want to say thank you for it right now as we receive it by faith. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us. Amen. That if the channels of our spirit are open right now, that we can receive, oh Lord. Let there be a great pouring in on tonight, oh Lord. Let us, oh God, let the words, oh God, the scripture, oh God, your word, oh God, take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit right now, amen. We come against every spirit of destruction, amen, every spirit of delay, every spirit of stagnation and procrastination, every spirit of limitation. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we have been delivered from these spirits, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for them. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word tonight, oh God. Let it take root in us and manifest, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Father God, we decree and declare, according to Psalm 71, 1 through 3, it says, in you, O Lord, we put our trust. Let us never be put to shame. Deliver us in your righteousness and cause us to escape, O God. Incline your ear to us, O God, and save us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Be our strong refuge to which we may resort, O God, continually. You have given the commandment, O Lord, to save us. For you are our rock and our fortress, and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited, church, to be on tonight, Wednesday night. Amen. And this new year in the month of January, thank you, God, for keeping us. And then we're able to continue to come. Amen. It's such a time as this, so that we can receive and understand the power of forgiveness. A lot of us are living with unforgiveness. But we are wanting, amen, we're wanting to be forgiven, amen. We want God to forgive us. We want God to, you know, be gracious unto us, amen. But we do not want to spend that same grace, amen, by forgiving our brothers and sisters. The Bible says we all fall short of glory, amen. So that nobody's perfect, amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. So I pray on tonight that you, if you are dealing with any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any resentment, anything that you're holding on to from the past, or anything that happened on today, amen, before you enter into Bible study, I pray that you'll be able to release and forgive, amen, release the grace. And we just want to thank God on tonight, because you have that power. You have that power to forgive, amen, but you have made a decision that you're not going to forgive. You have it already in you to do, amen. A lot of people saying, oh, in order for me to forgive that person, God's going to have to come down here and speak to me and say, he's already speaking, amen. It's already in you. You have the power to forgive. My Lord, my God. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight. And you are barely here because the system is still playing the worship music. So let's just worship God right now, amen. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's enter in, amen, and receive on tonight. We decree and declare that we will not leave here the same. Amen. We come to be transformed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We will not be conformed to this world and the worldly, hallelujah, ways of this world, amen. But we come to be transformed, hallelujah, that our minds may be renewed by the word of God, amen. Amen, that we may receive the implanted word, amen, that it would take a root in us, amen, that we'll be able to release the grace, amen. Have mercy on one another, amen, by forgiving one another. And a lot of us need to, hallelujah, forgive ourselves because you are already forgiven. My Lord, my God. We thank God on tonight. Lord, we thank you, and we receive all that we pray for tonight because we decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we receive right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Church, if you just bear with me here into the worship music, stops here and it's continuing on. I just want to make sure that you are able to hear me, though the worship music is continuing to play here, and it's not allowing me to stop it. So we're just going to work through it in the meantime. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, there we go. We're able to have it cut off there so we can enter in our study on tonight, amen. If you were here last Wednesday, we were still talking about the power of forgiveness, the freedom to let go, amen, and knowing that we have the power to do so. And, you know, understanding, because a lot of people say you forgive, but have you really forgiven? And understand it, and understand and know when you have truly forgiven, when you have truly let that thing go and really forgiven that person, amen. Because, again, I said you have the power and the authority to do so, amen, and you become free, amen. And it's not about the other person at all, amen. It's for you to forgive, whether they receive it or not, amen, or whatever it is, but it is for you to be free. It's for you to be free, amen. I used to say, you know what, I had to realize I still had some unforgiveness for someone, and I knew it, you know, just the thought of them and or just if somebody mentioned it, it would bring it back. And I had to realize I had not truly forgiven. And I said, I have to say it. I have to say it. So it wasn't about that person receiving it when I said I forgive them. And they were thinking, forgive me for what? You know, and not knowing like all the stuff they had done and how it really had plagued me for so long because I allowed it to. And so I had to release forgiveness. And the way I did that is, I had to tell the person, I forgive you. I forgive you. And it had been a year. And I actually called that person up after a year and said, I just called to tell you that I forgive you for all that you did and said to me. And they was like, what? What? That's for you. And I said, I forgive you. God bless you. And I felt so much better. I was free. I was free. And I want you to know how peaceful, amen, to be free, how peaceful it is to be free and know that I had that power and authority. And it wasn't about the person saying anything or doing anything more. It was about me. Amen. So we're going to talk on tonight. I'm going to start off in the book of in 1 Peter 5:7. And we're going to talk about, you know, understanding the high cost of unforgiveness versus the high reward of forgiveness. Amen. So we go to 1 Peter 5:7, and I'll give you all a chance to get there. I'm going to be coming out the Amplified Bible on tonight, you all. So 1 Peter, and I'm going to go there with you all because I like to, since I'm not there with you, to actually give you the time that you need, I like to go with it, with you all there, so that way at least I can think that you all are there too if I go to it with you. So this Bible is pretty new here, so so we're gonna go to 1 Peter. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm gonna put my device here so I don't have to hold it. Amen. So we're gonna go to 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Now give us a few more seconds to get there. So it's 1 Peter 5:7. And I'm coming out the Amplified Bible, okay? 1 Peter 5:7. The Bible reads in 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified. It says, "For this very reason, applying your diligence, which is to the divine promises, make every effort in exercising your faith to develop moral excellence, and in moral excellence, knowledge, and which is insight and understanding." Verse 7, it says, "And in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, steadfast." And I'm reading from 5 and 7. I'm sorry, y'all. I supposed to just read verse 7, but I'm going to read this part too. Self-control and self-control, steadfastness, and in your steadfastness, godliness. And then verse 7 says, "And in your godliness, brotherly affection, and in your brotherly affection, develop Christian love." That's what that is. That is learn to unselfishly seek the best for others and do things for their benefit. Amen. So, and a lot of you may have known the scripture to read in the New King James Version, the King James Version, that cast your anxiety on him or cast your cares upon him because he cares for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So when we look at, when we look here at this particular scripture and understanding, I want us to understand about carrying around unforgiveness. And that's when I had to realize that I was carrying around unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. So carrying around unforgiveness like carrying a sack of cement all day long. If you hold unforgiveness in your heart, you're walking around with a weight that God never intended for you to carry.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness becomes a burden. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just read 1 Peter 5:7, cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast your cares. See, unforgiveness blocks the door to salvation and God's forgiveness, church. Forgiveness opens the door to salvation and God's forgiveness. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15, it says, "If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father would not forgive your sins." A lot of people want to believe, like, I don't have to forgive nobody. And you don't. You don't have to forgive nobody. But at the same time, you're looking for God to forgive you of your sins, your wrongdoings. It is necessary, church. It is mandatory. Amen. It is commanded that we forgive so that we can receive forgiveness. Unforgiveness allows a root of bitterness to grow. Forgiveness keeps a root of bitterness from growing. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Unforgiveness allows a root of bitterness to grow, but forgiveness keeps a root of bitterness from growing. Think about it. Think about it. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Unforgiveness, church, it opens a door to Satan in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
People think about, the enemy is doing this, and this happens because you have allowed the enemy to come in through unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness closes a door to Satan in our lives. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11, "I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes."
Yeah.
Understand this. He wants you to operate in unforgiveness.
Right.
He wants you to keep on. He wants you to be bitter. He wants you to be in that place, amen, where he can use you now, amen?
Thanks.
And he knows that in unforgiveness that he can use you and keep on using you.
Uh-huh.
And my Lord, my God. The Bible says, "So we are not unaware of his schemes." Amen. So unforgiveness causes us to walk in darkness. Forgiveness brings us into the light. 1 John 2:9-11, the Bible says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Mm-hmm. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness is of Satan. It comes from the kingdom of Satan. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is of God. So we got to ask ourselves, when we're operating in unforgiveness, what kingdom are we operating in? My Lord, my God. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 14 through 15, it says, if you harbor bitterness, envy, and selfish ambition in your heart, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual of the devil. Write that down, church. That's James chapter 3, verse 14 through 15. I'm going to say it again. If you bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual of the devil. My Lord, my God, unforgiveness reflects a godless heart. Forgiveness reflects a godly heart. Jesus Christ, help us all to forgive. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 13, the godless in heart harbor resentment. See, unforgiveness, it makes us captive to sin, church. Forgiveness, it frees us. Amen? It frees us. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 23, the Bible says, I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. Unforgiveness grieves the Spirit of God, church. Forgiveness is empowered by the Spirit of God. Forgiveness is empowered by the Spirit of God. That's something we're going to be doing all day, church, is forgiving one another. A whole lot of forgiving. A whole lot of forgiving. I'm telling you, for the rest of your life, you will be forgiven. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you will be forgiving. Amen. And you will be forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 31, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed from the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Every form of malice. Amen. So we're going to, at this time, I'm going to allow this moment here, if you have any questions or if you have any comments, we're going to take those questions and comments at this time, before we proceed on in our lesson. If there's anyone on the line, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. If you're listening in on Blog Talk here on the Preacher and the Pastor, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, please do call in to 845-277-9213 and press 1. We would love to hear from you. Pastor Manning, you have? Okay, Pastor Manny has something he wants to add.
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question? Okay.
Hey, man, I just have a question, Apostle. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that does not have unforgiveness in their heart?
Is there anybody that doesn't have?
Yeah, is there anybody that's alive and living right now that does not have unforgiveness in their heart?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
I believe that every single body, and you say yes, and I'm ready to go to school. I believe that everybody holds some form of unforgiveness in their heart. And the reason why I say that is because...
Hmm? may at some point in time we've had there, but I won't say that there's nobody right now that has that doesn't have unforgiveness. I believe at some point in time in one's life that you have had unforgiveness in your heart.
Yeah.
And when I say like right now, I'm thinking about children, you know, babies would be somebody that doesn't have any unforgiveness in their heart because they're babies, they don't know. But say that someone, that's, to have a question be as far as, is at some point in somebody's life, I believe that at some point in our lives that we've had unforgiveness. Yeah. So in that, and that.
No, not had. I mean, harboring it, you know, right now. You know the reason why I say that? The reason why I say that because why else would God give us the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to forgive for our whole life? So that means that you have to have some form of unforgiveness in you. If you're going to be doing that your whole life, then that means that there's some unforgiveness in you, right?
You have the power to forgive.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that you are harboring unforgiveness. Because if you release that, let's say if there's a reason for me to forgive you, and I make a decision to forgive you right then and there, and truly forgive you, then I don't have unforgiveness operating in me because I have released that and forgiven, and I'm operating as if I did. I'm not holding a grudge against you. I'm not doing things that shows that there's any unforgiveness. When I hear your name, I'm not getting angry. When I hear I want to do something to you, when I hear your name or something about you, I got something negative to say about it. That means I still have some unforgiveness. But when I make a decision, because I know I have that choice to make, to release forgiveness right then and there. It's like I just send it to you right now, and I say, you say, oh, I'm sorry. And I say, oh, it's okay. I forgive you. It's all right. It's just a little cut. I'm all right. I forgive you. But somebody go, you did this, and they upset, and they ain't forgive you about it. They ain't got upset. And they bring it up each time you talk about it. And they go, man, I thought you forgave me for that. You said you did.
Yeah.
But every time it come up, you really haven't forgiven because you're still talking about it. You still get angry about it. Every time you think about it, you're angry about it. So you're harboring that unforgiveness. So we do have the power to forgive and be free.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. We definitely do have that power. The only reason why I say that because I really look at myself and every single time that I have a memory, you know, every single time that you have a memory, that's when you start thinking about the sin of unforgiveness. Every single time you have a memory, that's why I say, you know, everybody has some type of memory of this happened to me. Regardless, you know, if you have forgiven, give me a second. Regardless if you have forgiven whoever that person was, or it may be even on the other token, even if you start to think about the time and when you had did something, and then here it is, you start going back down memory lane, then here it is, unforgiveness like to creep up on you again. It's like that's a two-sided coin. It's like a two-sided coin. I need to always be in a place of forgiving, and I also need to have a conscious mind of I am the forgiven. I am forgiven. You know, like we like to think that, you know, hey, I have forgiven. I have forgiven. And some people may be they may be powerful enough or how you say that, they may be mature enough to forgive those who wronged them. But are you just as mature to stay in a place of I am the redeemed, I am the forgiven one, or do you keep going down memory lane and going through the same thing that God had forgave you for?
All right. Okay. And that's just a matter of belief. You know, if you believe, you know, you are forgiven and you have forgiven. And so if that thing, and that's what we were talking about last week, if to really understand and know, have you truly forgiven that person in a way to know that you have forgiven yourself or that person?
That's the hardest one, to forgive yourself.
Amen. All right, so let us continue on. Amen. Let us continue on. Let's talk about the causes of forgiveness here as we get ready to wrap up here in the next 15 minutes here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we think about the causes of unforgiveness, you know, and what, you know, what it may have happened in your life, any, you know, feeling betrayed or even being betrayed, being rejected or mistreated by someone. You know, I don't know if you ever had, I'm sure you have, Pastor Manny, instance where you felt betrayed, you know, hurt, rejected, huh?
Yesterday.
He said yesterday. And so there are many times that we could think of when we, either with a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, where, you know, something happened in our lives. And just for the sake of story, I'm going to read this story here about the 10 booms in a home. And I'm just going to read this story. So I don't know if Pastor Manny wanted to share his story, so I'll just share this story. Amen. It's in here in the book. And we will go from there, and the cause of forgiveness that can happen in our lives and many of our lives that have happened or is happening right now that is causing unforgiveness. So amazingly, the 10 booms in a home became the hub of an underground network, and from their secret hiding place, the fingers of the underground reached into the farthest corners of Holland. And as those of the 10 Boom family lived there, double lives, they shuffled the hunted Jews into their one room and hiding place for sometimes up to 2 weeks, while members of the underground sought to slip the stowaways out of the country to safety. Meanwhile, Corey lived with the constant fear that they could be caught, and with reason. The family was betrayed by a fellow watchmaker whom Corey's father had trained a few years earlier. As a result of his treachery, Corey never embraced her father again, nor delighted in the presence of her beloved sister, Betsy. How could Corey not be consumed with bitterness toward this friend who betrayed them? She suffered the severity of their words. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 41, verse 9, it says, "Even my close friend whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." My Lord, my God. When we, church, if you're just now coming in, we're still talking about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness and understanding right now why is it so difficult to forgive. Pastor Manny was saying, is there one person here alive that doesn't have unforgiveness? Is that what you say? Ask Pastor Manny, that doesn't have unforgiveness, has totally some form of unforgiveness. Okay. See, people fail to forgive others for a variety of reasons. For example, when you have been deeply offended by a friend, forgiveness can make you feel emotionally flat. In contrast, without holding forgiveness, without holding forgiveness can make you feel emotionally pumped. Therefore, you may refuse to forgive the friend who offended you because of pride. And the Bible states in this way in Proverbs 18 and 19, an offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city. I don't know if you've ever been upset and you held on to that unforgiveness. You know, you didn't want to release forgiveness. You wanted to hold on to that thing. Like, really, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to keep on doing. I'm going to show you. You know what I mean? And just staying there. And you can feel empowered by it. You can feel emotionally pumped by refusing to release forgiveness. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, what
were you
saying? Because
you got to be able so everybody can hear you, okay?
So what you're saying is that if a person has pride,
mm-hmm.
then pride leads to a place of unforgiveness.
Forgiveness would lead to a place of pride, vice versa. Because
forgiveness leads to pride?
Because what happens is now you're operating pride because you refuse to forgive.
We mean unforgiveness leads to
unforgiveness.
Okay.
Unforgiveness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So a person that is a prideful person, that's a person that's harboring some unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Very
well, yeah, so that means that when you say that might just be lip service. If I still can see pride in you, you know, or you're a proud person, or you very prideful person, well, that means that the unforgiveness is still there, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for clarity on tonight, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that deliverance is taking place because your word says that my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. So we thank you for knowledge, oh God, and having understanding of your word so that we understand that what the devil was trying to do, you know, his schemes and techniques, you know, we are aware of it. It has been uncovered. Amen. So let's talk about the barriers to forgiveness. So no violent of forgiveness from parents, meaning you hear someone say, I don't know how to forgive. Have you ever heard that before? I don't know how to forgive. It ain't in me. No, they never seen it. They had no model. Denying that the offense ever occurred. I don't want to think about it. Fearing to hold the guilty accountable. It's really all my fault. This kind of thinking short-circuits the reality and the pain of being wrong. Not feeling that you can forgive yourself. No mercy for me. No mercy for you. Not being forgiven for your past offenses. They didn't forgive me. Why should I forgive them? That's that prideful way of thinking. They ain't forgive me. I'm not going to forgive them. I'm going to stay this way. They going to be that way. I'm going to be the same way. Yes, my Lord. My Lord. Not understanding God's forgiveness. You know, God will never forgive me. I will never forgive her. Believing that bitterness is a required response to betrayal. God knows that my feelings are normal. Thinking that forgiveness is excusing unjust behavior. You know, saying stuff like, I'm not about to say that. What she did was okay. It's not. You know, requiring an apology or show of repentance. He shouldn't be forgiven because he's not really sorry. Or she's not really sorry. Feeling a sense of power by hanging on to unforgiveness, you know, and he needs to see how wrong he is, or she needs to see how wrong she is. Refuse to turn loose of revenge, you know, saying stuff like she should pay for what she's done and he should pay for what he's done. You know, harboring a prideful, a hardened heart that becomes a spiritual stronghold. You know, I just refuse to forgive. I refuse to forgive. I'm not. We had a play, and it was late. It was in the play. And one of her parts, she said that, you know, I'd rather go to hell than forgive my sister. And she meant that. She had not forgiven. She had torn a family apart, and the family was divided because of her unforgiveness and her pridefulness and her bitterness. You understand, in church, how important forgiveness is so that we can be forgiven. Still going to church, still singing in the choir, still paying your tithes and offering and everything and going out to feed the homeless and all that, but you have unforgiveness in your heart. Unforgiveness. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:14, blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. He falls into trouble. We're going to wrap up here with this question on tonight. The question is, what should I do if I don't want to reap the damaging results of unforgiveness? What should I do if I don't want to reap the damaging results of unforgiveness? Get ready for the answer. Get ready for the answer. You want to say something, and you're smiling.
Get ready for the answer.
Get ready for the answer. That's why you're smiling. Get ready for the answer. Choose to change your thinking and consciously ask God to soften your heart so that you will be willing to forgive. Unforgiveness can turn into an emotional stronghold that can damage many areas of your life. You do have control of what you dwell on. That is why the Bible says we are to, in the book of 2 Corinthians 10:5, take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we do that, church? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Over and over again. Yes, we can. Amen, amen. We're going to close up here tonight. If you have any questions or any comments, Pastor Manning, if you'd like to close out with some comments or remarks on tonight, can you please do so? Not sing a song. Sing a song. No, no, no. I said comments.
Comments.
Or remarks for tonight to listen.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to, you know, actually give, you know, comments. You know, while you were going through this lesson, I was placing self in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't want to sit in that hot seat, and I want to look at your life and look at the life of the neighbors and everybody else, but I don't want to sit in that seat because I don't want to face truth, because the real truth is that you have something, you know, that you need to cast on Jesus. You wouldn't have that scripture, cast all your cares on me, because I'm the one that cared for you, if you had nothing, you know, to cast. You had nothing, you know, to give it over to. I can't do it without God.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be forgiven my whole life, then the one that actually gives the ministry of forgiveness, I got to depend on him. I got to depend on God to forgive people for the things that they have done. I can't do that by myself, because every time I think about it, I'm going right back into the place of unforgiveness and even in the, of other dangerous places. So that's the reason why, you know, it's so important for us to get in the Word, is to stay in the Word, to always have the Word when things happen in your life, especially when it comes down to forgiveness. Because if we will look at the fruits, you know, this, or the things that God gives us, whether it be pride, or, you know, for pride, you know, there's wisdom, you know, and there's patience, there's love, and there's forgiveness, there's wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
So we always got to look at that. You always got to look. We don't want to look at the fruits of righteousness that's on the inside, which is the very thing, the ministries that we have that helps us to get through the place of unforgiveness. That's a comment. You know, that's what I believe. Bible said, you know, you believe what you want to believe in. Let everybody else alone. I think the real scripture says is let every man be convinced in his own way.
Yeah.
I think that's the real scripture. But you believe how you believe, and I believe that I need Jesus every single day of my life to be able to forgive every single day of my life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. I'm so free. I tell you, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free, that I'm free indeed, knowing that I have the power, amen, and authority to forgive, amen, to forgive. And I make a choice to forgive. And Lord, I ask, if there is any unforgiveness in me, Lord, let it be exposed right now, amen, and forgive me for any unforgiveness, any hard-heartedness. And I release forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray right now that you will help those who have hurt, you know, may have hurt us or wronged us or disappointed us, oh, God. We ask that you forgive them as well. And, Lord, we pray that you will call them nigh unto you this night, oh, God, that they may receive from you and turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, and be delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. I thank God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I wanted to pray that little prayer there. But, again, we thank you all for being on tonight and Wednesday Bible studies. You know, we won't be on live next Wednesday. However, there will be a pre-recorded recap that will run again on next Wednesday. So no worries. You'll still be able to call in or log on. And be able to still have that lesson and don't miss. So that still will be set up for you. So me and Pastor Manning will be out having our vacation time together, time of rest. And we just thank God for the time of rest that we can come aside and receive and be fresh, be refreshed, amen, and poured into that. When we come back, we'll be ready to fulfill and be set a fire and a blaze to come on back and pour into you all, amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Let us close out here in prayer tonight. Pastor Man, do you mind praying us out tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, for the lesson that has been preached to us tonight. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to have revelation and knowledge.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father God, you know, for allowing your revelation and knowledge, you know, to enter into our minds and enter into our hearts that we may be able to see you.
Yes, Lord.
We know that it is your will, Father God, that we be able to see you, that
yes,
we be able to experience you,
yes,
that
Lord,
we be able to do. For your word says, you know, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening us. We thank you, Father God, you know, for keep on moving us in the righteous direction. We may go into directions where they look right. We even may go into directions, Father God, where they don't look right, but we thank you that you keep on keeping us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, that you have given us your blood. You have given us in the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, that you are ours and we are yours. And every single day of our lives, our word shall be, we need you, God. What do we do in this situation? Show up right now and help us to come out of this right here place. Help us, Father God, to enter into the places that you have for us to go, which is your lovingness and your kindness and your gentleness, your mercy. Help us to enter into the place of truth. Help us to enter into your light and out of darkness in Jesus' name. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And all that do agree do say amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God bless you all. Have a blessed night in the Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus, my Lord, my God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Oh.
Get